This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. British lawmakers have rejected Prime Minister Boris Johnson's request for an election before the country's scheduled departure from the European Union next month.
The ayes to the right, 293. The noes to the left, 46. So the ayes have it. The ayes have it.
That's the Speaker for the House of Commons, John Bercow. A total of 293 of the 650 House of Commons members backed the proposal. That was well short of the two-thirds majority needed. Opposition lawmakers voted against the measure or abstained. Johnson wanted a snap election on October 15th, 2 weeks before the scheduled October 31st date for Brexit, but opposition parties said they wouldn't support an election until Britain had secured a delay to the Brexit date to ensure the country does not crash out of the bloc without a deal. The Prime Minister, never at a loss for words, expressed his frustration at the vote.
I earlier urged the House to trust the people, but once again the opposition think they know better. They want the British Prime Minister to go to a vital negotiation without the power to walk away. They want to delay Brexit yet again.
Israel has revealed what it says is a secret Iranian nuclear weapons development site. In a televised presentation at Israel's foreign ministry on Monday, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu showed what he said were satellite images and map coordinates of this nuclear site in central Iran. Netanyahu said the information came from nuclear archives that Israeli agents had stolen from Iran's capital, Tehran, in early 2018. He said Iran used the site to conduct experiments to develop nuclear weapons. The prime minister did not elaborate. Iran long has insisted its nuclear ambitions are peaceful. From the News Center in Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. A report from the New York Times says the U.S. Commerce Secretary